Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to our program sponsored by the Darien Loop Church of Christ, where Brother Parker the Fourth is the minister. We have Bible on tonight. The Bible. Bible can be an acronym, meaning basic instructions before leaving God. We're going to open with a prayer, and then we'll begin on our program. Let us bow. Father God, the creator and maker of all mankind and all things, we come humbly bowed before thy throne of grace, thanking you, kind Father, for another day that you have granted unto us. Not that we've been so good, but your grace and mercy through your Son Jesus has made this day applicable for almost all of those that are standing on earth today. Bless your word that it will penetrate into the heart of men and more folk will come and obey the doctrine of the Bible. This prayer we ask in Jesus' name. Let us all say amen, amen, amen. We're going to begin tonight with those basic instructions. And we want to name this subject as the infallible authority.
All right.
The word of God will never fail as long as planet Earth is here and we are on this earth. God's word is superior to everything that's on this earth.
Yes.
2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16.
Yes.
When we study the Bible, we begin to understand what it is. And if we begin to understand that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Everything in the Bible came from God. The Bible also says, knowing this verse, that no prophecy and scripture is of any private interpretation.
Yeah.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They spoke as the Holy Ghost led them to speak.
Yes.
The Bible says again in Hebrews 4 and verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yeah.
Hey, do you understand how powerful the word of God is? We're commanded to preach the word. Preach it in season, out of season. Preach it when people want to hear it. Preach it when people don't want to hear it. He said, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but have their own lust. To themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. Hooray! Look at what's happening to us in America and other parts of the world, but especially in our home country. We used to be one nation under God. Now some of anything and everything is standing in what they call churches and teaching for money, for wealth, for anything, tell the people anything.
Yeah.
Hooray. technical actually. Trying to get that money. Amen. And that's
Amen.
What's going on. The Bible says once again unto us in Isaiah 55, verses 10
right.
and 11. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void.
Amen.
It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. God was speaking. And if we look at it right now, you know, if we go back and look like when the world was started, God said some things back there then, and it still is in progress right now.
Yes, sir.
A nation like us, our supreme authority has said, God, you're a lie. A man can marry a man. And a woman can marry a woman. Right now, this nation is headed for total destruction if we do not repent. We're
Amen.
Following in the footsteps of other leaders of countries in the Old Testament. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. Build his statue. You see, we can't go against God. And America,
mm-hmm.
the wonderful days that we've had now are going away because God is not pleased with us anymore. We
Amen.
Call ourselves a great godly country, but not anymore. In John chapter 5 and verse 39, the Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Search the scriptures, those listeners now, search them, and see if you're adding up to what God has commanded you to do. And you can find it in the scripture. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide or handle the word of truth.
Yes.
In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, the Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This word is going to last forever.
Yes.
The infallible authority of God. God is above all, in all, and through all. He's our all in all. And if you want to be saved, you better get into the Bible or listen to the gospel, obey the gospel, and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. In John chapter 33, verse 9, the Bible says, for he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
Yes,
Lord. God has spoken from the beginning. Now, everybody's not doing it, but the word of God has been told to every generation ever been born on planet Earth.
Amen.
It's still being told. The Bible is the book of instruction. If you read it and study it, you'll see what God wants you to do.
Yes.
He does not want you to be out there just in the streets doing nothing and obey the gospel of Christ. You cannot be saved. But you
Amen.
Cannot be blessed. Again, in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse number 5, the Bible says, every word of God is spirit. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Amen.
Yay. Put your trust in the Lord. He'll be with you. You got to trust in God. There are a lot of human beings running around talking about how they trust in some man, trust in this. You know, even in the one true church that's in the Bible, you can't put your trust in the preacher. No,
Amen.
You can't do it. You don't trust the preacher. You trust the word of God.
That's
Amen.
It.
Amen. Because you gonna follow man, you can't follow him. You follow the Word of God, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Every one of us got to leave this Earth. But the wonderful thing is to follow the basic instructions in the Bible, and you will be blessed. My Lord is a good Lord, and we have to follow him. You get into that Bible, that church that's in the Bible, you come by hearing Acts 15 and verse 7, believing Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, repenting of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, and then being buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission, for the cleansing, for the washing away of all your past sins. Rise up, therefore, a new creation in Christ Jesus, and keep walking till the day you die in the footsteps of Jesus, living life, being faithful to the church until you leave here. God's a good God, and you live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, and an eternal life with God in heaven. Listen to us. Please listen. It's good to be on this earth, but it's not all about money, stuff, and things that you aiming for. You see, God gonna bless you with that which you can handle. All you got to do is follow the Word of God, obey the Word of God, and he'll give you the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen, amen, amen. Is Brother Parker the full zone? If not, Brother Johnson, Brother Williams?
This is Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, Brother Parker. We've been hearing that great conversation from you. I want to take up on that very subject that you mentioned about, and I look at it like the prophet said, the nation that forget God.
Yes.
I have some questions that were submitted to me by a listener this weekend. And this question deals with the very idea and the subject of what we have opened this broadcast with many times, how this world and how this society, especially right here in America, we have grown into being a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
And this question comes from a member of the Church of Christ, and I presume more or less asking it on behalf of all. He starts out, he says, if a young child under 12 seems to naturally embrace themselves as the opposite sex from what they were born as a parent, what do you do? There are so many people who are now saying that they have never been comfortable being a boy or being a girl, but that's what their anatomical makeup is. This is a very important question. But this person wants to know, what does God say about it? Brother Parker, I'm just glad that you made it clear that we are presenting the Word of God. God is the authority, and God's Word has answers to everything in our life that pertains to life and godliness. Peter says that the churches in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So the question is, what should a parent do if they have a child that seems to embrace this? Well, the question is a little bit loaded because it says it seems naturally. It seems to naturally embrace. Let me just say, first off, that is not a natural thing for any human being. You know, it's kind of funny, Brother Parker and Brother Johnson, Brother Brown, Brother Parker the Fourth. It's real funny that in the animal kingdom, there are no homosexual animals.
Yes.
There are no fish and birds and whales and horses and cows and dogs and cats. And, you know, there are no apes and monkeys. There are no homosexual animals. The only creature that God has made that claims to be homosexual is the intelligent man.
Amen.
That's strange,
Amen.
Parker.
Yes.
The Bible says, and we got to do, see, hear what the Bible says. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that he made male and female. The Bible
Amen.
Says in Genesis chapter 2 that he made male and female. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 4 that he created male and female. God never made homosexual.
Amen.
So, although men claim that they were born that way, that is a lie.
Amen.
It is a lie of the devil.
Right.
It is a lie of the devil. The devil
Amen.
Is the father of lies. He the first liar. He the father of lies. He produces lies. That is a lying,
Amen.
Demonic doctrine or teaching from the devil. Our
Amen.
Society, because of its politics, it wants to embrace the immorality, just like it embraces living together in fornication as common law marriage. It embraces same-sex marriage. But God never endorsed it, and God never will. Jesus in the New Testament reminds us that from the beginning, it was male and female. God did not make a mistake, nor does God make a mistake today.
No
one is born a female with a male body. You got
Amen.
Male genes. You got male hormones. You got male physique. You have the male sex organ, but you're supposed to be a woman. God
Amen.
Does not do that, ladies and gentlemen. Our children should never be taught that. When we go to Proverbs 22, we are told that we are to train, verse 6, we are to train up our children in the way that they should go. Therefore,
Amen.
They will not depart from them. What way should they go? In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 4, fathers, bring your children up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. We have to teach our children
Amen.
The word and the will of God, the infallible word, the omnipotent word. It's all-powerful, Brother Parker. It's the
yeah.
only true doctrine, the word of God. We got to teach it whether men agree with it or don't agree with it. The majority
Amen.
Of our society, or a significant portion of our society in America, does not agree with the word of God. But we have to
Amen.
Teach the truth. You either male or female. There is no
yeah.
mixed. Huh? This transgender means that I'm a transsexual. That means I have a changed sexuality. Who changed
yes.
it? God did not do that. God does not lie.
Man.
That's a lie of the devil. It's in the mind of the individual. It is not about the physiology. It is not the sexual intent that God placed in them when he created them by procreation. Every seed God commanded in Genesis chapter 1 should produce after its own kind. Homosexuals cannot produce or reproduce homosexuals. It is impossible.
Amen.
They cannot. No heterosexual can produce or reproduce a homosexual. It is physically, biologically impossible.
Amen.
Where does this foolishness come from? It is what is put into the heart of men. Parents are very wrong, very demonic, and very evil and ungodly when they encourage their children to be and to behave and to become a sexually oriented person different from their biological birth.
Amen.
I don't agree with women and men dressing up the little girls as little boys, or dressing up the little boys as little girls, and teaching them to be boys and girls when in fact they are not.
Amen.
That is wrong. That is sinful. It's abomination. It is confusion. God does not agree with it. God has never agreed with such foolishness from the very beginning. That's why he destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's why he destroyed the earth and the world that lived in the earth in the flood of Noah. When Noah and his family was in the ark, in the flood, God destroyed the homosexuals from the face of the earth.
Amen.
That's right. Let's look at it. Then man, later on, you take generation later, ain't but a few thousand years later, and here come the homosexual cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Two cities wholly given to homosexuality.
Man.
Wholly given to it. I mean, two strange men show up in town, and all the men and young men, old men and young men of that city, want to have sex with them, Brother Parker.
Yes.
They want to rape these men. They even beg Just Lot. Let them two men that have come into your house, let them come out to us that we may have sex with them.
Amen.
God never approved of that foolishness. In the book of Leviticus, in chapter 18, around verse number 19 or 20, we can read what God told the children of Israel when they went into the land of Canaan. He said, I don't want you doing what these unrighteous and ungodly men have been doing in their society, in their generation.
Amen.
He said, a man, it is not right. It is not good. It is blasphemous and unholy for a man to lie with a man like he lied with a woman. And
Amen.
A woman to lie with a woman like a woman lies with a man. In other words, sexual relationships between same sexes is an abomination. The Bible says it is confusion. It is abomination. God hates it. And he hates it today. And it is a shame that we got a society now and they're putting all this foolishness on TV. God have mercy.
Amen.
And he got these little children, 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 year old, talking about they're transgender. They don't even know, they don't even know what the concept of gender is. And the only way that children can confess these kinds of things is they must be instructed by their parents or by some so-called psychological professional that their parents take them to teach them that foolishness. Brother Parker, we need to take our children to the greatest psychologist in the world. That's God.
Amen.
Take them to God. Look, fathers and mothers, you teach your children God's word. Don't let them believe, and don't you teach them that if they're a boy, they're supposed to be a girl. And if they're a girl, they're supposed to be a boy. Who made the mistake? Did God make a mistake?
No.
Does nature make a mistake? No. That mistake was made when Satan was allowed to enter into the heart and the psychology of that child and his parents. Because parents allow this. Nobody else can make a 4, 5, or 7, or 8 year old child behave in an immoral way that is opposed to their birth sexuality. Nobody can do that. And it exists unless parents allow it. I wouldn't let somebody tell my child that's a girl, that she's supposed to be a boy. I wouldn't let nobody convince my 8-year-old, who is a boy, that he is, in fact, a girl.
Yes.
Even though he got boy parts, he a girl. Even though she got girl parts, she's supposed to be a boy. That is a lie. It is an abominable lie. It's blasphemy. They are lying on the truth. They are trying to change the word of God. Those of you who will believe and accept this additional homosexual movement of transgender among children and adults, you are trying to change the word of God, the truth of God.
Amen.
You are the children of the devil. You are sons of Satan. You are subject and condemned by the word of God. And if you die in such thought, you will go to hell.
Yes.
There is no heaven for homosexuals. You can't even be in a part of the spiritual church of God today or anytime and be homosexual in your thought and in your mind.
That's it.
It's only in the mind. It's not in the flesh. God forbids it. Your God is true, and every man who preaches otherwise is a lie.
Amen.
All of those who go along with that foolishness, you are subject to the same wrath.
Amen.
That's eternal condemnation. In Romans chapter 1, verse 28 through 31, the Holy Spirit, by the hand of the Apostle Paul, wrote to the church, and he told us, starting in verse number 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, Let me go up a little bit. Because
yes,
we need to find out why he's saying that. Let's start off right here at verse number 24. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts. That's the lust of their mind. That's the heart, not the blood pump. The mind, the intellect, where man can think and reason. The lust of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves. It's a shame, Brother Parker, that we got a society that's teaching young children how to dishonor their bodies.
Amen.
Between themselves. We got a government that has approved homosexuality and homosexual relations, and now they're talking about having to have bathroom and public facilities designed specifically for transgender sex.
Yes.
It's sickening. They build a bathroom for the transgender individual, and you got some got male bodies, some have female bodies. Are they going to go to the same bathroom, Brother Parker? We don't let the male, the heterosexual male, go to the bathroom in the same room with the women. We don't let the heterosexual women go in the bathroom with the heterosexual men. Well, what about the transgendered homosexual? We won't let them go in the bathroom with each other, but they're all different. They got male parts and female parts. We won't let that happen? This is confusing. It is a lie. It is impossible. It is impractical. It won't be happening. I applaud President Obama, President Trump. He said, you know what? The federal government ain't going to have nothing to do with that foolishness. My government, we not going to have nothing to do with that. The states can handle it. I'm glad we live in Texas, a conservative state. We're not going to build no bathrooms for no transgender children in school. We're not going to teach them that they are somehow special and different because they think they are different.
Well,
that is a lie. That's a lie. We are not going to, as a state, endorse that foolishness. It is immoral. It is abomination. It's confusion.
Amen.
You know what parents are supposed to do? You're supposed to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. What is the discipline of the Lord? Teach them God's word. What is the instruction of the Lord? Teach them God's word.
Amen.
Discipline We're going to make our children obey what is right. That's what
Amen.
Punishment and judgment is for. That's what chastisement is for. We have to chastise our children.
Amen.
We don't just physically beat them. We teach them.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care who you are. The immorality of homosexual, transsexual, transgender, all those philosophies and intellectual philosophies of men are sin.
Amen.
They are not the will of God for you or your children. How is it, Brother Parker, that two heterosexual parents, a male
yes.
and female, can produce a transsexual? There is no such thing in the world.
Man,
that's
it.
A lie. We're trying to teach that God is the author of a lie. He is not.
Yes.
That is a lie of the devil.
Amen.
You got these people that are called transvestite. You know what they're doing,
yes.
Little Parker? They're
yes.
going and changing their physical appearance.
Yes.
You got men going under surgery to have breasts.
Yes.
Like Bruce Jenner, who calls
Amen.
Himself some woman's name now. You
yes.
know?
I think his name is Caitlin.
Huh? His name is Caitlin
yes.
now. He was
yes.
born a man. He competed
Amen.
As a male with male testosterone in his
yes.
In his hormones, in his genes. He competed as a man in the World Olympics for the United States, won several
Amen.
Gold medals in diving off the swimming board. Huh?
Amen.
Now, he an old senior citizen, and now he want to be a woman. That's
Amen.
Not, that's not sexual orientation from God. That's from
Amen.
The devil. And he has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and two and three and four surgeries over several years to convert
Amen.
His physical appearance to be that of a woman with breasts, just
Amen.
Like a woman, and changing his appearance that he was born with as a man. It's sickening, Brother Parker. It's abomination.
Amen.
It's confusion. It's a lie. And he is being touted in our public media and in our social society as someone to be admired.
Amen.
That's it.
It's a shame. I don't even understand why the Olympic Committee hadn't taken away his medals.
Yes.
He competed as a man, now he's parading around as a woman. Even his own daughter, which he procreated through her mother, is not happy.
Amen.
She's tolerant. But she don't have to live with him, and she don't even have to acknowledge it. You see what I'm saying? But what do you, what would my daughters think if I decided at 60 years old I want to become a woman? It's a shame before God, ladies and gentlemen. The word of God tells you that you better get some wisdom of God. You better get some understanding of God.
Yes.
You better face her. You better not let her go. Read your Bible. Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 8. You need to read your Bible. You think man thinks he's smart. He thinks he's wise.
Amen.
He is a fool. God never intended all of this foolishness.
Amen.
I don't care what parent you are. You do not teach your child that they are transgender, nor do you treat them and dress them as transgender. If he a boy, you teach him to be a boy.
Amen.
If she's a girl, you teach her to be a girl. All
yes.
you adult homosexuals, if you were not born biologically and physiologically the gender that you are claiming, you must repent or go to hell.
Amen.
Parents, if you don't teach your children properly, you are teaching them to go to hell.
Amen.
And you, by teaching them, will go to hell with them.
Amen.
You will
yes.
not. God commands us to preach and to teach our children his word. Train up
Amen.
A child. Proverbs 22:15. You train him up in the way that he should
yeah.
go. And when
yeah.
and you to train him up in the way he should go is to train him up by the word of God. And he won't depart from it. Any child that grows up and leaves the moral and righteous teaching of his parents regarding their sexuality is a lie.
Amen.
They are wrong. And they're going to go to hell if they don't repent.
Amen.
It's a shame, Brother Parker, but that's what we
yes,
got today.
It is.
And brethren in the church, we got to keep telling the truth.
Amen.
Now, there's a second part to this question. As a parent, do you keep giving them trucks trying to make the boys be boys or dolls, trying to make the girls be girls? Or do you conform or accept their version of themselves? What does the Bible say about this? And then, as believers, with a child like this, what do you do? Let me say something, Brother Parker. If you
yeah.
are a true believer in Christ, if you are a saved Christian, you and your husband do not produce transgender children.
Yeah.
I don't know any person in the Church of Christ. I've never heard of any person in the Church of Christ who has admitted privately or openly that they're having a problem with a child that they bore, that they produced, who believes themselves to be transgender. That's
Lord
not in the family of God. If you find people who claim to be in the Church of Christ and they got this problem, they are not in the Church of Christ. They are lying.
Amen. Amen.
Because this is something that has to be taught to the child. It is not natural. It is not a natural thought. It
Amen.
Has to be taught to the child. It has to be taught by parents, by the environment, by TV and television, and politics, and psychologists, and psychiatrists, and evil people. It is not taught by God, nor is it taught
Amen.
By God's people. There are no people of God who should ever have a problem with this. But if you do,
Amen.
You do just what you're supposed to do. My son, I'm going to raise him as a boy into a man. My daughter, I'm going to teach her and raise her as a girl into a woman.
Amen.
I'm not going to give her anything to try to convince her that she's a boy. No, I'm not going to give my son toys to try to convince him he's a girl. That's
yeah.
foolishness. That is abomination. It's confusion.
Amen.
God hates it, and we need to stop it. Don't let it be named once among those who call themselves the children of God.
Amen.
Those who do such is a sin. Read 1 Corinthians 6, beginning at verse 9. Homosexuals are called out. Effeminate, that's a man that thinks he's a woman. Effeminate
yes.
is called out in the scripture, Brother Parker.
Yes.
They do not even have a place. They do not have membership in the spiritual kingdom of God today. They will not go to heaven because God has taken the
Amen.
Kingdom to heaven. When Jesus comes back to receive his kingdom out of this world and to deliver it up, he's going to deliver up that kingdom that's going to heaven. The kingdom
Amen.
Of faith is cast into hell. Right
yes.
along with ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize on this broadcast, we preach the truth.
Yes.
We are preachers of the truth. We do not believe in turning God's word into a lie.
Amen.
We don't have to prove homosexuality in the Bible. It's not there. It's not condoned in the Bible. It is condemned
Amen.
In the Bible, but it is never condoned. God has destroyed whole civilizations because of
Amen.
Homosexuality, fornication, adultery, and the like.
Amen.
The nation that forgets God will be turned into hell.
Yes.
And that's of this nation and every nation like it is headed if we as a nation embrace this devilish, demonic morality.
Amen.
Brother Parker, Brother Johnson, I turn it over to you to continue tonight. If there's any questions of anyone, we welcome your questions tonight. Anybody
Amen.
Have any questions? But we've given you the Word of God. We've told you what God said. Church of Christ, we don't have this problem. The Church of Christ
Amen.
Don't have this problem. If you are having this problem, you need to straighten out your house. You need to get it done quickly because
Amen.
You have Satan ruling in your house and not God. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, you got it.
Yes. Brother Johnson, you ready?
Yeah.
Come on in.
I'm going to do what I did last week. I'm just adding to what he already said.
All right.
Yeah, that's all right.
Bible nowhere mentions anything like that to us to do.
Amen.
We know better.
Amen.
That is all that mess is sin.
Amen.
And God is
Amen.
Going to judge that mess. He's judging it every day. If we're doing it, he's judging it.
Amen.
Not
yes.
only homosexual, drunkenness, partiness, reveling.
Amen.
He's judging it.
Amen.
Adultery. You see, God ain't letting nothing slide.
No.
What you think,
Amen.
What you think is at the judgment.
Amen.
Huh? The Bible
Amen.
Says, I want you to turn it over, Brother William, right quick. Because a lot of us in the church better watch out this here. Go to Luke.
All righty.
21.
Amen.
I will show you something here. Luke 21.
Yes.
And drop down to verse 34. See, a lot of our Christian brothers are into this mess now.
Mm.
They have left the church. They're doing it. They say, well, we can't hardly have what's in the church of Christ. Well, we better find out what God said about it.
All right.
Amen.
Luke 21.
Uh-huh.
And verse 34. What would God say?
In Luke 21 and verse number 34.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says, but take heed to yourselves.
Take heed to yourselves. Talk to us now.
Lest your heart be weighed down.
Lest your heart be weighed down. Talk about your mind.
With carousing.
Carousing.
Drunkenness.
Drunkenness.
And cares of this life.
Cares of this life.
That the
Amen.
Day. That, and that that day come upon you unexpectedly.
That day that come upon you unexpectedly. That's the word. If God catch you like that, you in trouble.
You call. It will come
Amen.
As a.
It will come as a snare.
All those who dwell on the face of the earth.
Oh, all those who dwell on the face of the earth. God has put the warning in the book.
Amen.
The book is the warning. You can accept it or you can reject it. God is not
Amen.
Playing with.
Amen.
God will kill you if you play with him the wrong way.
Amen.
Yes.
Right. We see, we got people that want to hear the truth.
Don't want it.
People are dying.
Amen.
Doctors can't do nothing for them, Brother William.
Amen.
If the doctor can't do nothing for you, Brother William, you might as well go ahead and stand up in the cemetery and fall in the hole.
Yep.
So you already
yeah.
dead.
That's it.
You dead. If a doctor walking in and telling you, well, Mr. Johnson, I can't do nothing else for you. I'm better off at the cemetery because I'm going to suffer and go to hell. I done had my chances, and I didn't take it
yes.
with God's word. I'm lost for eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to face that. Do you know when we keep putting off getting in Christ, we set ourselves up for hell?
Amen.
Amen.
You see, God has told us how to get in. He said, come on in. What's the hold up?
Yes.
Well, I don't care
Amen.
What the church belongs to, but you ain't in the one that God built.
Amen.
Huh? There's no Baptist
Amen.
Church in the Bible.
No, sir.
No Catholic
Amen.
Church. No Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah's Witness. All of these churches that the man claiming that belong to Christ, he's lying.
Amen.
Amen.
So what he's saying? He's saying Christ is a fornicator.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm.
Christ
Amen.
Only has one.
Yes, sir.
It's Matthew 16, verse 18. Up on this rock, Brother William, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God letting us know you better come in before it's too late.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You die in your sins, you had it. John chapter 8, verse 21 through 24.
Yes.
See, a lot of folks don't want to hear the truth when it comes down. They're so religious.
Yes.
They lost, Brother Parker. See, religious folks on the heaven.
Corrupt evil.
Huh? You see, when Peter was at Antioch for a whole year, the Bible said they were called Christians.
That's what they were called.
Huh?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He was almost persuaded to become a Christian.
Yeah.
Amen.
First Peter 4, verse 16 said, we're talking about a Christian. If any man be in Christ, he's a Christian.
That's right.
Amen.
How do we call all these other crazy names? And they don't fit the Bible.
Men.
Amen.
Men don't want to do what God tells us. My preacher, I like the way you presented tonight, Brother Parker. You said,
Amen.
Preacher.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The word.
Amen.
Send my brother's letter. Quit trusting these preachers.
Amen.
That's the book.
Amen.
The book is right. I don't give a care who preaching for a bit. I don't care how many scriptures he can quote. If it don't match up with God's word, he going to hell too.
Amen.
Go to the book and find out what God said. God gave us that given right to search his scriptures. He said, search the scriptures. And then you think you have eternal life. Yet they testify of me, John 5:39. Bible is right.
Yes, sir.
You know what our biggest problem is, but we believe in what the preacher said. Whatever that preacher said, we're going to go along with it.
Yeah.
Now, many folks are going to hell because they let the preacher lead them and they didn't follow God.
Amen.
Amen.
You see in Psalms 9 and verse 17, all of those who forgot God is going to hell.
That's right.
Amen.
If you forget God, you're going down. Simple as ABC.
Yes.
Amen.
You ain't getting away with it. See, we think, Brother William, we can show you this. I can tell you this. I'm getting a new this and I'm getting a new wheelchair. That ain't got nothing to do with your soul.
Nope.
You die in your head. That's the end of that.
That's right. That's right.
I'm in a wheelchair today.
That's not
that right. Ain't got nothing to do with my soul. It's not going to save me, Brother William. All it does is get me from one place to the other place. God is looking at wheelchair. He's looking at you.
That's it.
He's looking at your heart. If they ain't right, you can be in five wheelchairs and can't drive a one.
Amen.
Well, I want to show you all the material things of Mike, but it can't show you nothing about God.
Ain't no spiritual blessing.
Amen.
Ain't no spiritual blessing.
No.
I can get a brand new wheelchair and ride all day.
New car.
That ain't a new car. That ain't saving me.
Nope.
I'm still going to hell.
Amen.
If I get in Christ, I got a chance.
Amen.
But if I don't get in Christ,
Amen.
If you don't get me to the grave, God look at me and say, now you really where you at.
Yep.
You dead, and now you're going to die again. You're going to die spiritually.
Yes, sir.
I'm letting you go because you should have did what I told you.
Amen.
Jesus is not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, you're not in the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Many was I prophesied, cast out the devil. Did many wonderful works go profess under this. I never knew you.
Amen.
Now, how you going to look now? Now you're crying. You're crying. You're just like the man in Luke, the 16th chapter. He crying and he was begging. He wanted some water.
Yes.
They couldn't get it down there. Satan wouldn't even give him a glass of water.
No
coolest blood or anything that he needed.
Ain't got
no water for him.
Amen.
Amen.
The world is going to hell all the way around.
Yes, sir.
Not only America. I was reading in Genesis, Brother William, today, and I read it last week. I was just reading in the book of Genesis, the 19th chapter. I noticed something about God. He just didn't destroy the people in the city. He destroyed the city itself.
The whole city.
The whole city. You can't find whatever was there that's not there.
That's the foundation.
Amen.
That fire there, Brother William, is not the fire that you put on your food and cook with.
Dude.
That's a fire that's a spiritual fire that you will never claim to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Lord got something for the wicked. Oh, the wicked is on his way there.
That same fire.
You know what, Brother William? People going to funeral this coming Saturday. Some funeral is going to be preached. Guess what? None of them in the Church of Christ.
No.
Amen.
They're going to hell. There's an excuse for that.
Yep.
You gonna see if you go to the cemetery Saturday, you'll probably see probably 150 some funerals going on or better, because people are dying outside of Jesus Christ
every day.
Huh? No hope at all.
Amen.
After death comes the judgment, Brother Parker.
Amen.
Hebrews 9:27, still in the book. What we gonna do now?
Hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
We need to come to God.
Amen.
We better come bring ourselves down to the humbleness of hearts. We better get me James chapter 4 right quick, Brother William. Let's see what God said about this.
Uh-huh.
James chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Drop down to verse number 6 through 10.
Okay.
Let's see what God got to say about this. We think we're all that. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. We ain't all the way we think we are.
Amen.
James chapter 4, verse 6 and 10. Read.
But he gives more grace.
Lord, have mercy. What?
God gives more grace.
Read.
Therefore, God said, God resisteth the proud.
Oh, we got a whole lot of people going to hell, Brother William, because they're too proud to humble themselves. Read.
But gives grace to the humble.
Oh, he gives grace to the humble, Brother Parker.
Therefore, submit to God.
God, read.
Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you.
Resist the devil. You're not the devil. You're not resist the devil. Go to the word of God and pray. And he will run from that. Because you know why? You got the truth.
Amen.
You remember what Jesus said in Matthew 4:4? It is written.
Amen.
It is written, Brother Will. It's written in the word.
Written.
Huh? You can't change the word. Huh?
Amen.
Get on, Brother Will. Get a little more of that.
Draw near to God, and he
He'll draw near to you.
Cleanse your hands.
Cleanse your hands.
You sinners.
Purify
your heart, you double-minded.
See, he ain't talking about cleanse your physical hand.
No.
He's talking about cleanse your mind.
That's it.
Huh?
Amen.
Read.
Purify your heart, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep.
Read.
Let your laughter be turned into mourning.
Oh, look at that. Read.
And your joy to gloom.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Read.
Humble yourselves in the
sight
of the Lord.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
And he will lift you up.
He will lift you up at the right time. You just stay humble to the Lord, and the Lord will lift you up when he see that you operate. See, if you for real, you ain't got to worry about it.
Amen.
Just be serious with God.
Trust him.
Trust him. Trust him every day.
Amen.
Huh? Let me show you something else. Go to Proverbs right quick, Brother William.
Amen.
The third chapter. Show you something here. Start reading at verse 3 through 7. I want to show you something here. You see, a lot of folks don't want to read the Bible, but we're going to read some Bible tonight.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Chapter 3.
All right.
And start at verse 3.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
Oh, Lord, I'll read.
Bind them.
Read.
Write them on the tables of thy heart.
Read.
And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man.
Read.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Trust in who?
The Lord with all your heart.
And who? Say that again, Brother Wilcox. I think I heard you.
Trust in the Lord
with
all your heart.
It said everybody preacher did it.
No.
It says the Lord, capital L-O-R-D. It says nothing about a man. It says nothing about a preacher. Read on.
And lean not to your own understanding.
Don't, in other words, don't try to be smart.
Don't even trust yourself.
Yeah.
Don't trust your own self.
Mm-mm.
Read on, Brother William.
Let all your ways acknowledge him.
Read.
And he shall direct your path.
Oh, Lord. Let the Lord handle it. That's what he's talking about.
Amen.
If God can handle it, we got it made.
Do not be wise in your own eyes.
Do not be wise in your own eyes.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
fear the Lord. Now, we've been, Brother William and Brother Bobby, y'all been talking about these homosexuals tonight.
Yeah.
They don't fear the Lord.
They don't.
Because they fear the Lord, Brother Bobby, wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
We aren't going to do nothing wrong intentionally. Huh? No, sir. They don't fear God.
No.
Look at Ellen DeGeneres. Look at Rosie O'Donnell. They don't fear God.
Mm.
The two women got to be here. Huh? They wear men clothes every day.
Yep.
Try to walk like men.
Yep.
Huh? Bruce Jenner ain't by his fault.
Nope.
You got a lot of folks doing foolish things. They don't trust God. They don't feel God. But they're going to hell anyway.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
The Bible is telling us the truth like it is. When we fool around and think we're getting away with it, God is looking at us.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God never sleeps. He got his eyes on his children.
Amen.
And if we slip up into that net, we're going to hell too.
Amen.
Ain't no excuse for nothing. Ain't no excuse for sin, brethren. You got a Bible.
Amen.
Read it.
No.
I try to encourage people. But when you know that, every time I get in the pulpit, Brother Parker, I tell the members that we got here, read your Bible.
Yes.
Always read it.
Study it.
Study it for yourself. You know what? We all got to die for self. And God's going to judge us according to the book.
That's it.
And if we don't match up with the book, brother, we're going to hell.
Hell.
That's all there is to it.
H-E-L-L.
Huh?
Amen.
You see, we got a lot of folks like, oh, Brother William, Brother Johnson, they preach too much hell. No, we don't.
Nope.
We ain't preaching enough. A lot of folks preach on hell all the time. We might be able to get some souls out of the hell fire.
Said.
Folks running to the hell by now, brother. We need to die and go up that way.
Yep.
Because they're gone because they don't have God. And God is not going down there with them and pull them out.
Amen.
Now, we try to pull them out with the gospel. They say no. No.
Amen.
My preacher, I got to check with my preacher. That get on my nerves sometimes, brother. Will you? When you read the scripture and you go tell me, I got to check with my preacher. Who is he?
He's not gone.
He can't save me. He can't even save himself. How he gonna save you?
He can't change the truth.
Amen.
The truth is the truth, and the truth will be here when we all in the grave.
It's written.
Huh?
Amen.
They're gonna stay in the book.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 24:35, to heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand, Brother Parker.
Amen.
He said
Amen.
In several places. Get me Isaiah 40, Brother Will.
Yes, sir.
Let me read verse 6 through 8. Oh, we're going to back it up with some scripture.
Nice.
A lot of folks try to play the game on God.
Man.
A lot of people try to play the game on God.
Yeah, they try.
And they try, and God will beat them down.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 40, starting verse 6 through 8. Let's see what the Bible says.
The voice of God said,
Cry out. Cry out. Read.
He said, what shall I say?
What shall I say?
All flesh is grass.
All flesh is grass. That's what we're talking about. Look,
all flesh is like the flower of the field.
All of it like the flower of the field. What's going to happen?
Grass withers.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
The flower fades.
Oh, look at that.
But the word of the Lord blows on it.
Breathe.
Surely the people are as grass. The grass withers.
Uh-huh.
The flower fades.
Uh-huh.
But the word of our God abides forever.
Oh, Lord, have mercy,
Amen.
Brother Martha. There go the answer right there.
Amen.
It abides forever.
Oh,
now, my wife, I'm going to tell you something, brother. Go to 1 Peter.
Amen.
1 Peter.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 1. I'm putting these scriptures on out now, brother Parker.
Come on.
Drop down. So verse 23 through 25. Let's see what the Bible says.
The Bible says, having been born
again. Oh, God have mercy. We got to be born again.
Not of corruptible seed.
Not of corruptible
seed. But incorruptible.
Oh, look at that.
By the word of God.
By the word of God.
Which liveth and abideth forever.
Did we just read out of Isaiah?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes,
Peter got it from Isaiah.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Not one jot or tittle.
All that Bible gonna stand, brethren.
Not one more.
Just to what we're saying to you, where the old land, the Bible gonna stand.
Yeah,
we didn't say no preachers gonna stand. We said
Amen.
The Bible,
the truth.
The truth of God's word gonna stand forever.
Yes.
It's not gonna fade away.
Amen.
I don't care how long God let this world stand up. It's gonna stand. Donald Trump can't do nothing with it. Barack Obama was our last president. He can't do nothing with it. No one can put God's word under shame.
Amen.
Either we preach it or leave it alone.
Yes, sir.
And I made a vow to God. And you know what, Brother Weaver? I learned something about that vow.
Yep.
I want to show you something. Go to Ecclesiastes.
Yes.
Go to Ecclesiastes. Everybody need to read this one. Start reading the Ecclesiastes and read verses 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you something here. And Ananias and got in trouble for this.
Mm-hmm.
You make a vow to God, keep it up.
If
you don't, you're going to hell. Brother Parker, we got to preach. We got to preach it the way God said it.
Amen.
We can't get away with it. I don't care if it hurts your wife, your children, your grandchildren. You got to preach it.
The word of the preacher. The word of the preacher.
Read.
The son of David, king in Jerusalem.
Read.
Vanity of vanity, said the preacher.
All this stuff we try to accumulate the world is vanity. Read.
All is vanity.
Man.
Read.
What profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun?
Read.
One generation passes away, and another generation comes.
Read.
But the earth abides forever.
Read.
The sun also rises, and the sun goes down.
Read.
And hastens to the place where it arose.
Read.
The wind goes toward the south.
Read.
And turns around to the north.
Read.
And the wind whirls about continually.
Read.
And comes again on its circuit.
Read.
All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not filled full. To the place from which the rivers come, they return again.
Read.
All things are full. Men cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing.
Read.
That which has been is what will be.
Read.
That which is done, what will be done.
Read.
There is nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun. We got the same thing but the new players.
Amen.
The same thing but new players. That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
You see what God said? Read a little more of that.
There is no remembrance of former things.
Read.
Nor will there be any remembrance of things that are to come by those who will come after.
Read.
I the king in Jerusalem, in Israel, in old Israel, in Jerusalem.
Read.
And I set my heart to seek and to search out wisdom by concerning all that is done under heaven.
Look what God doing. Look what this
man
did. It's all over with vanity.
This burdensome task of God has given to the sons of man by which they may be exercised. I've seen all the works that are done under the sun. And indeed, all is vanity and grasping for the air.
Now, why do we pay for stuff that's not no good? All of it come out of the earth. It ain't gonna last.
We give it priority.
Huh? Now, watch. I'm gonna show you something. Now, I want to show you. Now, read chapter 5 over there for me if you got it. I want to show you in that same book.
Beginning with verse?
Verse 1. We're going to find out something about Ananias. This is where they got it from.
Well, prudently, go into the house of God.
And draw
near rather than to give the sacrifices to fools, for they do not know that they do evil.
Oh, look at that. Wait a minute. They don't know they do evil. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
They
don't even recognize. See, that's what we're talking about. They're walking in darkness and can't see nothing.
Amen.
And they're talking about they're serving God. How you serving God in sin? That's what they're walking in.
Serving a lie.
That's Satan that's blind until they can't see. Read on, Brother William. Give me a little more of that.
Do not be rash with your mouth.
Oh, don't be rash with your mouth. Read on.
Anything hastily before God.
Anything hastily before God.
God is in heaven.
God is in what?
And God is in heaven, and you are on the earth.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Therefore, let your words be few.
Oh, you better let them be few, because you might be in trouble. Read.
When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it.
Oh, that's why I'm out the fire right there.
Amen.
I stopped the fire. They made a vow, Leroy. That's what I'm talking about. And they didn't pay it. And God paid them, though.
For he has no pleasure in fools.
God has no pleasure in fools.
Pay what you have vowed.
paid what you have vowed.
Better not to vow than to vow and not pay.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
We made a vow to God to preach the word. We better preach it.
Do not let your mouth cause to sin.
Oh, if your mouth calls your heart to sin, you're in trouble.
Nor say before the messenger of God that it was an error.
And it was an error. Ooh, Lord, look at all. I can make it up.
Yes.
Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hands?
Lord, have mercy. Look at that. We got problems down here, brother. We better go to the Lord now. Get it straight.
Amen.
That's your best hope in the whole United States of America.
Only hope.
Yeah, if that can't be solved by God, ain't nothing can be solved.
Amen.
God,
I got it, brother.
Got the answer.
Look here, let me say this. God is with his people.
Amen.
Don't be doubting God.
Amen.
That's our biggest problem in the church.
Yeah.
We doubt God. God can move anything.
Stay with God.
Yes.
You just keep trusting in God.
Amen.
I don't care what the world says. You trust God. Keep walking in God.
Amen.
Like you said, Brother Parker.
Yes.
Keep walking
Amen.
In Him. Watch what the results will be on the other side. You know
Amen.
What you're doing? You're walking to heaven.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
That's what you're doing. Come on now. Let's get it all the way out there. You see, when we sin, we're walking in the hell.
Yes.
Willfully sinning, we're walking in the hell, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
But God said there's no more sacrifice for sin. After that, the death, and then the judgment, and then hell. We can't come back and sin again.
No.
The repentance starts now.
Amen.
Repent and be baptized starts now.
Today.
Amen.
Not tomorrow. God and Sam will give you tomorrow.
No problem.
You don't read nowhere that in the Bible.
It's not from.
Huh? Ananias and Sapphira is a prime example. They didn't give what they should have given. They made a vow to God, and then they lied to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Huh?
Yep.
That's what we're talking about. Peter told them in verse 4, it was yours in the first place. You didn't have to give it.
But you lied.
But you lied to God. You lied to men.
Mm-hmm.
If you let me tell you something, brother. If you tell you're gonna give God $100 and you take 10 of it back, you already lost.
You lied.
You lied.
Amen.
And guess what? It'll face you in the judgment.
You better repent.
Huh? You better repent.
Amen.
Oh Lord, have mercy. We think we're getting away with stuff, Brother Park. I'm telling y'all,
it
won't work, brother.
Yes.
Sin going on, transition, and all that mess. The Bible tells me it is a sin, it's an abomination. I don't read my Bible for nothing, send out scriptures for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be born in the preacher that are members of the Church of Christ. Don't be acting all scared.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of no father. You want to kill me? Kill me. Get it over with. Don't talk about it. Just do what you got to do.
Mm.
The Apostle Paul got his head cut off.
Yes.
Peter was hung upside down on a cross. They all got
themselves,
not because of what they were doing, it's because they had the truth of God in their life.
Because of the word.
And the word came out. It condemned the sinner.
Yes, it did.
That's what it did to us. It condemned it right on the spot, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
They hated it then. Let me show you something, how bad sin is really is. Turn to Luke again, Brother William.
All right.
I want to show you how these Jews were with Jesus.
Mm.
Luke, the 19th chapter.
Mm.
Oh, God, have mercy on us. We in trouble
now.
Amen.
Listen to what he said. Luke, the 19th chapter. Drop down to verse 14. Let's see what he says.
The way they treated.
Oh, we're gonna pay for it. We're going to get it right down here on this earth.
But his citizens hated him.
Oh, God, have mercy.
They sent a delegation after him saying, we will not have this man to rule over us.
They didn't want Jesus, the one to come to save the world.
Yes, sir.
And they said, I don't even have it. Didn't y'all Jesus say in John 1:11, he came to his own and they rejected him?
That's it.
Now, the people still rejecting God.
Mm-hmm.
They're not rejecting me and you. Don't get upset. Just keep preaching.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to get my brethren to do in our generation. Keep preaching. That's why I send you letters, Brother Parker. Brother Williams, that's why I give you scripture. Not because you don't know, because I'm trying to encourage and build you up.
Amen.
That's why
Amen.
I do that. I'm not trying to make you look bad. I love both of you. I love all of you, brother.
Amen.
But God has helped me, but I know what it takes to build a church up.
Encourage.
Yes.
We can encourage one another. There's something wrong with this picture.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Amen.
We need to get it together.
Amen.
We got to do what God says.
That's it.
God is on the phone ranging right now.
Yes, sir.
He ain't ranging tomorrow. He's ranging now.
Amen.
The Bible
Amen.
Says in Isaiah 40:22, he that sits upon the circles of the earth, God
yes.
is sitting up there looking at us. Now, God knows his people. Get me 2 Timothy right quick, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Now, he knows us.
Chapter 2.
2 Timothy, drop down, chapter 2,
19.
And verse 19. That's my one of my favorite verses. Read.
Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands.
The solid foundation of God stands. Read.
Having this seal. The Lord knoweth those who are here.
The Lord knoweth, not man, the Lord knoweth who are here. Read.
And let everyone who names the name of Christ
depart
from iniquity and sin.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Got to cut the sin off.
Amen.
Got to cut it off, brethren.
Leave it alone.
Leave it out there.
Yes.
Don't bring it in your house.
No.
God, if you
Amen.
Know what If you bring sin in your house, I ain't talking about your physical house, I'm talking about your house and your lifestyle. If you bring it in, God gonna step up. Do you know God will take away his spirit from you?
Yes, sir.
A lot of people pray that from the bottom. I have proof of it.
He can't dwell.
He can't dwell. So I'm gonna show you how I know. Go to 1 John 2.
Yes, sir.
1 John 2.
Yes, sir.
And drop down to verse 15-17.
All right, that's what it is.
Huh?
Love. Not the world.
Love not the world. That is right there.
Nor the things in the world.
But nor the things
Amen.
In the world.
If one loves the world.
If anybody loves the world.
The love of the Father is not in it.
The love of the Father. You know, took his spirit.
Amen.
Oh, you are, and you know what? You're no longer a member of the Church of Christ.
That's the spiritual.
Amen.
That's the spiritual family right there.
That's it.
Get me 2 Timothy Chapter 4,
yes,
another guy in the Bible did that,
yes,
verse
sir.
9 and 10.
Uh-huh.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9 and 10.
All
Get
right.
ready to close out.
The Bible says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God,
uh-huh.
who is the
Man.
Savior of all men,
uh-huh.
especially those who believe.
Uh-huh.
Let these
Man.
Things command and teach, and let no one despise your youth.
Read.
But be an example of the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity.
Oh,
Amen.
Your life, brethren, we'll get it together.
Amen.
We're not going to do as God says. Don't pick that book up no more. Don't pick it up if you're
yes.
not going to follow it.
Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time with God. God is not nothing to play with.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell
Amen.
You. That's why I keep sending letters out to my brother. Brother Parker, a preacher told me one time, I don't know how you can preach that much. And I was kind of young in the faith. I said, I don't get to preach that much. He said, don't worry about it. He said, you know what, James? You're preaching all the time. You didn't know what you're doing, did you? I said, no. He said, you're preaching to me. He said, you're giving me
yes,
a Christian.
Sir.
He said, you've given me scriptures through the letters, and I read the letters. That's what we're talking about.
Yes,
y'all read
Amen.
The letters. If you wasn't reading, you wouldn't. You tell me quick. But Brother Johnson, I don't want that no more.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
I don't have a preacher yet tell me any more scriptures. Not the Lord preacher.
Because
yes, that helped you to get keep going. We got to do it the way God said it, brethren. Just open that Bible and put your head in the book. I said, put your head in God's book. Huh?
Yes, sir.
God's
yes.
book. Give you comfort and comfort. That's when I got a problem, Brother William, I go to God in prayer.
Yes,
go to
sir.
God in the book.
Yes,
and God
sir.
Took the thought away.
Amen.
Because that's Satan trying to tell me, well, you ain't got to really believe all of that. You just
Amen.
No son, no ma'am. I believe what God said. He said, trust not in your heart.
That's right.
Don't trust your own self. Now, if God says that let me know something. You know what that let me?
Amen.
We better stay, keep on our P's and Q's because
Amen.
The devil is running all over the globe.
Amen.
Destroying me.
Yes.
He destroying the world with his foolishness.
Yes, sir.
Having men killing men and women killing women and children killing children.
And parents.
And parents killing children and children killing parents.
Yes, sir.
And all this homosexual.
Amen.
It's a shame before God. And God tired of it, too.
Amen.
I know God tired of it, Brother William.
Amen.
God is tired of all that foolishness. I don't
yes.
care how long suffering he say he may be. But he's tired of sin, Brother Parker, because he know we know death. He know we know death. God ain't got no stupid people down here. We do that. We said we're smart with God. I do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Keep on doing what you want to do.
Ooh,
you in the driver's seat now. But in a minute, God will be in the driver's seat.
Yep.
And he will take
you.
God is the one that we better fear. I don't feel bad.
Amen.
Fear God.
Amen.
Trust God.
Yes.
Live for God.
Amen.
That's who you fear.
Amen.
And around here going to doctors and things, brother, when you can't help them no more.
Nope.
If they don't get
Amen.
Right with God, you know what, brother, here we'll get back over here. God has told me in his word, trust me, right? That
yeah.
means you don't even trust the doctor.
No.
Because he don't know he's going to have the time.
Yes.
And help you, then who else you gonna turn to?
Ain't nobody else.
Huh? You better turn to God.
Yes, sir.
You know, we got some people say, well, I'm on dialysis. Well, I'm on that. Well, let's just think about it. Your body may be on dialysis, but your soul ain't on dialysis. Your soul
Amen.
Is in it. Huh?
That's right.
Your soul is in it. You don't worry about what you own. You worry about what you gotta do.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'll tell you something, brother. We'll get to 2 Corinthians right quick. There's a lot of people's problem.
All right.
They're worried about. See, I don't worry about sitting in a wheelchair, brother. They ain't got nothing to do what I want
yes,
to do.
Sir.
Here's what I want to do. I want to show you something here. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Amen.
And drop down to verse 16. That's one of my other favorite verses.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 16, the Bible says, therefore, we do not lose heart.
I'll read.
Having, even though our outward man is perishing.
Our outward man is dying, Brother Parker.
Yes.
Amen.
The inward man is doing what?
Being renewed.
He's talking to
Amen.
The church of Christ.
Amen.
He's talking to me and you, Brother
Amen.
William.
Yes,
we dying every day when we have pain.
Flesh.
Huh?
Dying.
And you're dying. But God.
Amen.
Says, I got your soul intact. Don't worry about that.
Soul is growing.
Your soul is getting stronger and stronger.
Amen.
You ever seen a man that looks, got a lot of muscles?
Yeah.
Your soul is just that strong.
Getting stronger.
Getting stronger day by day.
Getting prepared.
I'm getting prepared to go home, Brother Parker.
Fast in life.
Yeah.
I'm getting prepared to go home.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I asked God sometimes, and said, let me stay long enough to preach. But if you want me to come home, I'm ready to go.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to pop a Paul.
Amen.
So if you want me to come home.
Yes, sir.
We got to get up out of here. We can't stay here. This world going to turn up.
Amen.
People don't believe that. Get me 2 Peter. I got to break this one in. 2 Peter chapter 3.
Yes.
Read verse 9 and 10, Brother Will. People think they're going to stay here forever. Brother Parker, we're not going to stay here forever.
Amen.
The Lord
Amen.
Is not slack concerning his promise, that some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, because the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. With the heavens, with a loud noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are therein, will be burned up. Therefore, since all of these will be dissolved, what manner of man or what manner of sons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
Oh, Lord.
Behold, and looking for and hastening the coming day of the Lord, in which the heavens will be dissolved, will be on fire, and the elements shall melt with fervent
heat. Now, God let people know that. People wrote what God said.
Yes.
And that's going to happen.
Amen.
Sooner or later, it's going to happen. Now, here's what you need to be learning. Get me 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 7 through 10. Here's what God told us to do, and we won't even do that.
For we brought nothing.
We brought nothing
into this world. And it's certain that we will carry nothing out.
We
having
amen.
And clothes. Let us therewith be content.
That's what we need to be setting our mind on. Food and clothes. We got all of this idea that I got to have me a new car. I got to have me a new house. I got to have everything new, but I'm going to hell anyway.
A big.
Amen.
I got to have me a big, nice ride.
A fancy car
so I can draw all the windows to.
Car.
Huh? And still going to hell.
Yep.
Man.
It's wrong, and I'll tell the world that. I don't care who signed the bill, who passed the bill.
It's
still wrong. It's a lie. And Jenner, that man Bruce Jenner,
yeah.
He's a liar, and he's going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
He's going there.
Yep.
One man with a hand back. He know better than that.
We know
better than that.
Word of God.
God's word and already judged him. He can't get out of it.
That's it.
Ellen DeGeneres, she can't get out of it. Rosie O'Donnell can't get. And anybody playing those roles cannot get out. And you teaching your kid, you're all going to hell.
Amen.
We got to tell you like it is.
Yeah.
Don't be playing that game with God. You can't make no fool out of God.
Amen.
God is
amen.
Nobody's fool. You either do what he tell you or you don't. We got the word right here in front of us.
Yeah.
We can prove
yes.
it by the scripture.
Yes.
You can't say God lying. God can't lie. Hebrews 6:10-18. He can't lie, Brother William.
Cannot.
So who lying?
Man.
That's it. Man and the devil lie together.
Yep.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Man.
The man that lied so long, he got the devil in him and he lying. We're talking about he did,
amen.
He that.
Mm.
But how did Bruce Jenner get a child? I always want to know that. But he's a female now.
Mm.
That's
amen.
Real strange.
Mm.
It is so sad.
Yes.
People are dying in sin, Brother William. They just don't know. They'll lift up their eyes. Jesus put all that stuff in the Bible to show us that hell is for real. And we don't even still believe that.
Mm.
We think it. And you know what? Everybody that died now, they're trying to preach them into heaven and they're going to hell.
Amen.
Trying to preach them into heaven. Like this one that died that played on Happy Days.
Yeah.
Tell her she going to heaven.
She in heaven.
Huh? She in heaven already.
Hmm.
And she ain't never been baptized in the Christ.
Never obeyed the gospel.
But she in heaven.
Amen.
Huh?
Yep.
Tell me, God going to disrespect his own people and let sons come into heaven? Come on, church.
Because they famous in the earth.
They're famous on earth. They going to hell like anybody else.
Amen.
If they don't get it right down here, they gone.
Kings and slaves.
Amen.
All these rich society folk that are all on the bill, millions of dollars, they go to the grave just like we do.
Amen.
In a casket.
Amen.
A funeral home take them to the grave, and he don't bring them back.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, how much God declare. You should have got it right.
Mm.
And you know what the devil say when they come down there? Why didn't you believe what God said?
Mm.
Oh, they're in trouble now. Oh, Lord.
All right.
I'm going to close out with this, brother. We better get it right.
Yes.
Now,
amen.
The test is here, Brother William. We got to preach it.
Before we die.
Before we leave this
amen.
Earth.
Amen.
Preach God's word. And we got to live like that.
Amen.
We got to
amen.
Live.
Amen.
Every day, not just on Sunday when we all come together on Sunday.
Mm.
No, ladies and gentlemen, Christian life must be lived every day.
Walk the talk.
Huh?
Amen.
If it don't be
amen.
Lived, you're Christian.
Amen.
Huh? I turn it over to you, brethren.
All right, Brother Parker, you got it.
Yes. Amen. We appreciate that tonight there, Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, and we hope, trust, and pray that God will continue to build us up.
Our Father.
Yes, hello. Yes. Hello.
No, that's Brother Johnson. We're saying praise the Lord.
Oh, okay. Well, we need to just thank God thankfully for this. And thank you,
yeah.
Brother, for preaching such a powerful doctrine on tonight. We're gonna close out. Are there any other questions, anything, somebody online or something of that nature? If not, then we're going to ask Brother Williams to close that with a closing prayer.
All right. to all of our guests who are on this call, those of you out there in the world community in Radio Land, to all
Amen.
Of our friends, we want to say thank you for being a part of this broadcast tonight.
Amen.
And now,
Amen.
Righteous God and Holy Father,
yes.
we thank you for
Amen.
Being for God in this broadcast tonight.
Amen.
For being
Amen.
The centerpiece of this broadcast message.
Yes.
Thy word
Amen.
Is truth.
Amen. Amen.
Thy word is from the beginning.
Amen.
Thy
Amen.
Word
Amen.
Endure throughout all generations.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Pass away.
Amen. Amen.
God, we thank
Amen.
You. God, the word, we love you.
Amen.
We preach you.
Amen.
God, our Savior.
Yes,
sir. We adore you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Johnson, Brother Parker the Fourth, Brother Brown, and all of our brethren and those of our listening audience. God bless you.
Amen.
Again, hopefully on Thursday night, 7:30 p.m.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Good night, brethren, and may God bless us and have a powerful program for Thursday night.